try to go over Piskei Halachos. After we gave the Akdomah of the Lamdas of the Sugyas, we said it's three Ribis Darech Mekach. It's a Ribis Darech Halvot, and it's a Ribis Darech Mekach. Ribis Darech Halvot is the Reise. Ribis Darech Mekach is the Rabbonon. It's a lot of shailes. Why Ribis Darech Mekach is only the Rabbonon? But this is mevur in the sugyas. Ribis derech halvoah is the reise, the ktsitze. Ribis derech mekach is the rabbonon. Most of the ribis that we have today, chutz if you put in the bank and you want to get interest, is ribis derech mekach. This is the ribis that be'etzem most people are nichshal kaseider and ribis derech mekach. I want to go over to try pochas yerusha to say the main klolim. So Yovada, you have to know these halachas. I'm not saying to learn out dovo mitoch dovo. Sometimes you have to ask poiskim that no hilchos ribis. There's three kinds of ribis derech mekach that we'll be speaking about. Psike b'shovyoi, psike b'hizole, and psike b'tarshe. Now we'll explain all of the three. Psike b'shovye means, it's the case that I bought down last week. I asked during the week all the rabbonim, no one found the heter. That I went to order couches to my house for different reasons. The couches were made in Italy. It took 6 months till they were supplied. But the company insists that you pay the money ahead. Especially when they order it from Italy, they insist that you give the money, they're not going. So I paid for the couches X amount of money, I love a 1,000 shekel, yeah? I love a song. At least the pillows for sure cost that. And they were supplied to me after 6 months. This is called Ripis Psike Derech Shovyoi, is the Isur de Rabbanon to do it. Why? Because maybe when it will be supplied in 6 months, the couches will cost much more. They will cost much more. They'll be worth 1,200 shekel. So this is ribis. When the guy is giving me a couch worth much more from the money that I gave him, this is called ribis. This is called psike b'shovye. I made up a price of 1,000 to get 1,000. The couch was worth 1,000. But it's also midarabano. The Rosh is meduyik that even if in the end it didn't become more expensive, I was over the isur. Now they say, okay, if it be expensive, then I'll take care of it. It's the isur de rabano.
Is that only if there's reason to believe it will go up?
No. Even if there's no reason to think that it will go up. What it means for sure will not go up, we'll see later. This is a psike derech shovye, is the isur de rabano. And this, in a way, covers all the market, kemat everything. So for sure, when you buy a safer and the guy has to, you know, you make an order, they sell it a couple of hours to your house, you don't have to be choishish. It means you're buying it now. But when you're buying something to be supplied in the future, this is psike derech shovye, that is also. This is the isur de rabbanon. And this isur de rabbanon is two kulas. One kula yeshloi, if they have it in the supply, they have it at the warehouse, they have it, it's mutter, or b'yotzo hashar, as a fixed price. Why is the heter in both things? I want to go piskei halachos. Yeshloi midrabbonon, we look at it, ki'ilu already I bought it. It's not that I really bought it. He's not going to give me from his warehouse. He's going to get me another one from Italy. But if he has it, he's allowed to do it because it doesn't look derech ribis. It looks that I bought it, and even if it became more expensive, it became expensive by me. Yeshlo, or beyotzo hashar has a fixed price. So the Gemara explains. So the guy that is selling to me, the seller, could go right away and buy it in the other place and keep it in his warehouse for half a year and then give it to me. So it's keilu yeshlo. So a lot of people that start to learn business, they know psike b'shavi is also, but yesh lai, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. So I, last Friday, in the mikveh, I met the guy that owns the couch. Every time when I meet him, yeah, it's very expensive couches for the reasons that I said last week. I had to buy them. Every time, like, he's very proud that he saw me, he thinks that I really wanted such couches. So every time, because Godel, he's like, you know, so in the mikveh, everyone was around, like, he asked me, how's my couches? So this time I told him, yeah, you're a machshel me in Isur Ribis. So I was, you know, I was going into the mikveh, the guy came running after me. But he told me, but I told you, I had also yesterday, it was also Yotza Asha. Because I couldn't answer in the mikveh. But I told him, what do you mean you had yeshla? You told me it would take 6 months till it gets from Italy. To my wife, let me show that to the designer, no, they call these people. Yeah. But I said, he said, what do you mean yeshla? I said, yeshla. I said, you didn't have it. You told me you have to get it from Italy. He said, we have in the store. You know, for a show, we have one. So yeah, that's full of states. That I'm first didn't want to buy. That one I told you, you cannot supply me. Yeshla means you have one in a box. You don't want to open the box, yeah? You have some on the shelf, it still looks full, and you bring more and more. The one that everyone sat on, that if you sell it to sell for a quarter of the price, you can't supply it to me. This is not called Yeshla. So, yeah, but I asked the rabbi before I opened the store. He told me every time Yeshla. So I have a lot in the store, and I never take them out. I said, yeah, but this is worth nothing. He said, yeah, but it was another head, a Yotza Hashara. It's a catalog from the company. It's called Yotza Hashara. So, yeah, but as we explained, Yotza Hashara helps as alumnus because the guy could go and buy it. And the minute that you told me that it's not around and the company doesn't have it and we have to wait till it'll be supplied and made in Italy, so it doesn't help that it's a fixed catalog. It's not called Yeshla. So, a person has to know when he does a psike b'shavyoi, every time he has to have sure that he has these three things. Yeshloi, or Yotza Hashar, and you could get it. Now, a third thing that you have to know, Halacha Lemaise, Yotza Hashar. Now, after Yotza Hashar, I'm allowed to buy it. Salam Zogan, it's called Yotza Hashar. The couches are dear, everything is okay. So my wife goes, she buys these expensive couches. I don't know nothing about it. Yeah. After 6 months, one day, someone walks into the house with these nice couches. I say, Chulnish, you know, the Chofetz Chaim said he's not moichel their kids, his kids, for the curtains. Now they put two things, they put on the floor. Was sand. So they put like pieces of wood. Not tiles, not marble, yeah, not carpets. Wood. And they put blinds on the windows. Not five layers. A plaster one. Chafetz Chaim told him, I'm not moichel you, you're stealing my Olam Haba. You're stealing my Olam Haba. So they told him, no, it's less dust, it takes less time to clean the house, you could learn more of that. Chafetz Chaim said it. So, you know, I say such couches, if you sit on a couch here, you're missing a couch there. The people that don't have the couch here, have the couch there, yeah? Prefer to have a nicer couch upstairs. So I want to give it back to the store. I don't want to get it. So if it came to my house, it's not a problem. But long as it didn't come to my house, I hear about the story and I change my mind. So the store gives me back the money. But the couches now are worth much more. I cannot take back money much more. Then if I paid full price for the couch, v'yotzu hashar, so I was allowed to buy these expensive couches, and now I changed my mind. So a lot of places, you only get back the money that you paid. But in some places, no. You get the kilo, it's your couch, and you get money instead of the couch. That is a seif in Shulchan Aruch that it's also, because it's nira keribis. This is called mechze keribis. Now, this is an easy case. Now, there's another case that you are allowed to, the Heintike Poiskim bring down that it's pashut that you're allowed to, even that in Shulchan Aruch it's not mevuah. In our world, in business world, this a little bit is a change. I'm saying I want today just to say practical things. I go to order the couches. So that case was ridiculous. They made me to pay the whole price. Yeah. A lot of places, they don't make you to pay the whole price. It's two systems. One system, you have to pay slowly. That's like a problem. Some places, you only really have to pay when the couches arrive. But you have to give like a down payment. If you don't give a down payment, so why? If not, some of them don't do the order if there's no down payment. Then for sure you're allowed to do a small down payment till 10%. Because the down payment is not really for saving the price. Just they don't want to make the order. They don't know. Maybe you'll run away. Some of them say, not only that, if you don't give a down payment, we'll write down the order. But when the couches come, the price will be more expensive. If you give a down payment, the price will stay for you. So the police can say, if it's still 10%, so again, the down payment is not really for the 10% that you gave them, they're giving you, they're keeping you the price. Just the 10%, they know for sure you're a customer, so the deal is really closed. When it's not 10%, it's a deal closed, but it's not a real deal closed. So they look at it and it's not 100% closed. So, but if they'll tell you we need 50% for closing the deal, but it's not for keeping the price, the person can say you can't rely on it. Because we look at it that a part of keeping the price is because a part of the money is already in their hands. Now, this brings us to what was the whole story now. There's a group of Klal Yisrael that Rosh Hashanah, they don't stay in Yeshiva, they go to Uman. There's a group, I heard. I don't know. My house was never, but there's such a group. Now, a lot of them don't have money. So, it's a different organization. A month ago, came out one of the Nachals with a cheap deal, $300 for Uman for Rosh Hashanah. In condition, paying today. Pay the money, and you go to Uman for $300. And that's how Mashiach didn't come, yeah? But this is what their deal. And all of these, there's a lot of Yerushalayim there, and the Cheshen family, Cheshen family is there, that they came to ask if it's a Shailu from Ribis. Aribetem, the price. This we'll see. It's even more. It's maybe even Ribis by Zolo, but I'm not going now to the Ribis by Zolo. We'll get it in a second for this account. For sure, the price will go much more later. They want to have the money. If you're paying now, we'll give it to you later. But they want the money now. Say, could be it's even a discount. But I'm saying without the point that they're giving you a discount of the price. Lama Zolim, you could get now a ticket for $300. Could be you could get a ticket for $300. But they're telling you, we will sell you. That now no one is selling. There's no planes. It's not. They didn't put up these planes even. Yeah. But we will keep you the price. The answer is negate a lot of times when a person orders a cater for a simcha. He's doing a bar mitzvah in 5 months in Eretz Yisrael. All the Americans come here. They put tefillin in the kaisel. Then they go on the chweis there. In the kaisel, they make breakfast. So you go and you want to close the deal. So they tell you how much it costs. This is the price now. You pay now, it's okay. You don't pay now. So they want a down payment. But when you come in the day, how much will it cost then? Then this is what they will charge you. This is Be'etzim again, Psike, B'shovye, without these accounts. Yeah, you want to do a bar mitzvah in a year in a hotel. So the way it works, especially people come to Chutzlars, they book a year, 2 years. Everything is booked. I know the Moshe, they're building now near the old city. It's a new hotel, I forgot the name. A very expensive hotel, they're building there. So I know next Pesach, there's only one room left for next year Pesach. Everything is booked already. Now, what is the price? What is the price? People are not booking it, you can charge what you want. They estimate the price now. If you book it and you're not paying, so it's booked, well, next Pesach will come. We'll see what is the price. Then, if you want the price to stay, you pay fully now, and it's yours. There's the two options in all these big places. Not any place that mechayev you to pay everything. You could make reservation for another 2 years, but then there's no fixed price. It's the price that will cost to use the hotel then. If you want the price of today, if you pay today, you get the price of then. Again, we're not speaking of this account, we're speaking the people reserve the hotel for Pesach. Next year Pesach, they reserve the hotel. They're having a bar mitzvah, they're having a simcha. They reserve the hotel. And they want to pay, they don't know what will be. So they're asking to put now down the money. Be'etzem, it's a psike b'shavyoy. And we'll have to start to think every time to use our three rules to test if we're doing it right or not, right? So what will be the three rules? Yeshloi. Yeshloi, I don't know if Yeshloi. Yeah. It's not even finished to be built. Moving very quick, but it didn't finish, yeah. And the bottom, the windows are not clean even in the bottom there, yeah. Yotza Ashar, yeah. Price, the food, everything, all the things that they have to have is Yotza Ashar. But there is a big problem. Why? Bashkof HaRishon, I want to explain. Because it's not so posh that it's called Yeshloi. And Yotza Ashar. Yotza Ashar helps in couches. They could go, they could pick it up in Italy. What the guy could go, pick up pickles now for me? He'll be the chicken, he'll buy the chicken and get spoiled till now. What he could buy now? What is Yotza Ashar? He will go and he will buy, what he will buy? Potatoes, what he will buy for me? He can't buy me the food. No, he can't supply it to me now. I don't want it now. And the couch, he could get the couch now. He doesn't have to. He has 6 months to give the couch. He has 6 months till he could give the couch. But he could get it now and could bring it now. Here is a condition that he cannot give it now. So, as a big machlekes apoyiskim, if you could really do such a thing, and it's a big shaila. In a lot of things, and all these big things that you have to do in advance, in a year or two, there it's not, no one agrees to give you a price of 2 more years without paying for it. There's no reason for them. They'll go bankrupt. What would be if electricity and everything would be more expensive? But there, it's a little bit easier. And I'm saying, this you'll really every time have to ask a shaila. Is another klal in this branch of psike b'shavyoy that psike b'shavyoy is be'ikir a problem when you buy an item. In the hotel, it's not clear what you buy. Meaning to say, the food and all the things that you're buying are costing a couple dollars. It's the service of the hotel, the waiters of the hotel, the waiters of the lobby, the music of the lobby, all different things that are not real stuff. Most shit is sold, it's kimat lehedye, that the whole issur of psike b'shavyoy is only when you buy a chayfetz. When you hire a person for a work, mi'ikar adin, I'm saying, I tell you, I want you to work by me for the summer. How much cost to work by the summer? $700 for the whole summer. Bhagavan says, what if I say, you know what? I'll give you now $500. You're coming to work by me for the summer? Mi'ikar adin, the Gemara says you're allowed to. Gemara says you're not allowed to, it looks like ribis. But mi'ikar adin is no problem, says the Gemara. The Gemara calls it zilzula beribis. And for different reasons, some people say because it's called Yeshloi. I'm selling you my chiyuv to work for you. For example, I'm selling you my chiyuv to do these and these things for you. So while I'm a shubit to do these things for you, so already it's considered kilo, I sold it. I could sell now. I'm not selling you tomorrow. I'm the one that has to work for you. You're buying now. I'm a slave for another 10 days. One of the reasons. So, b'meila, a lot of poskim ta'ine, that when these kind of things that are not made from complete buying, meaning using a hotel, the building is there, so I could buy it right in my room, really. The light is not there. So, but that was a functioning hotel. The room is there. I'm renting now the room for another 2 weeks. So it's rented to me for another 2 weeks. So this is okay. What is not there? The service that the guy will give me. And the food. The couple thousand dollars are not for the couple potatoes that I'm getting. It's for the whole thing of the hotel. So things that are not complete items are much easier to do a psike b'shavya. So again, if it's not really Yotza Hashal, I'm not saying that you're allowed. And this hotel here is a big shayla if it's considered Yotza Hashal or not. No one knows how much this hotel will be if it's considered. I'm not going now to specific shayla. They did a heteriske there now. But I'm explaining, in a lot of times, by booking a hotel and all these things and waiters, it's much easier the shayla of Yeshloi v'Yotza Hashal. You have to ask, I'm saying, a shayla sometimes, if it's considered Yeshle V'yotza Hashal. The Iker again, the Iker Prat to know is legabe the items, there it's very clear. Yeshle Yotza Hashal, Yeshle has to be real, and Yotza Hashal has to be real. That you could really get it now. And dear Taika, you have to be makbid at these things. When it comes to things that are not completely items, b'mele, I called one of the Choshe Rabbanim, legabe these flights to Uman. They want to know exactly what cost $300 to get to Uman. The caver doesn't cost. The gas of the plane doesn't cost so much. The plane gives you, you know what the plane charges you? Because when they come to park, they have to pay the airport service of going, service of coming. All of these services, hundreds of people waiting you in the plane, outside the plane, carrying the suitcases, a lot of workers. That supplier of the ticket is supplying you the whole thing. But he's not supplying your item, he's supplying your workers. Could be it's much easier. Could be it's much easier. I'm not saying, could be another question is that could be a shayla. Avada, it's a lot more to be my eye, and also what exactly is the idea of this $300? Why it's so cheap? Because they really want to put the money in the side now, or with that money they could buy something. I'm saying again, mitzad echod, we're saying very clear every time to check, yeshloi yotzo hashav, and mitzad shini to know that in our days a lot of things are not real buy. There's a lot of ear. And the things that are ear, sometimes they're much less considered ribis. Saying again, I don't want to say yes and no. It's very mishtana midobo ledobo. I want to try to say things that are clear. But again, you have to ask a shayla. You have to know when such an option comes, when especially when it's a Yiddish person, you have to know if you can do it. We'll go by it. The second thing is called psike behoizolo. And this is a real, real shayla la'aloche, and yidna nichshol the whole time in it, and again, to know the klolim. You go into the store, you want to buy a suit. You want to buy an apartment. Does it make a difference? They tell you like this, for example, you see on a bus a sign, is a car costs $95,000. You go into the store when it's coming, in another 4 months, in the 5th, 13th it will come. How much costs? 95. Tell the guy, there's nothing what to do about it. So listen, if you pay now, you can pay 80, you get it. You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? The Gemara says it's called ribis. You're getting a discount for paying ahead. This brings us to the question, we'll get into it in a second, when you know you buy a swimming pool, you go to the swimming pool, every time that you go in it costs 20 shekel. If you buy a card of 20 punches, So you get, instead of getting for 400 shekel, you pay 300 shekel, you get 20 times to go in. Bashkofa Rishoina, as a Yid, Rabbi Yudel Boyer, the Nebi said you're not allowed to use it. Why? For giving them the money in advance, they're giving you a cheap deal. Okay. So in a second we'll see that if this is the reason, maybe because they hope some people lose it, maybe they hope like this, for sure you'll come back to swim. Could be different reasons. He claimed, you're right. But ask them what are the reasons. They'll say we have five reasons. Who said it helps? If they will say they have 100 reasons, could be it's better. But what if they say we have only five reasons? Mean to say, we want to have money in advance. And we want to have customers, and we want to have that, and we want to have that. So the cheap price is included from four things. Some say it's really not ribis because it's not clear. Some say yes. And the second, I want really to go to the halachas on all these kind of cheap coupons and all these kind of things. But the idea of the ribis, first remember that is an idea that is called psike boizolo. Now, in Shulchan Aruch state, a psike boizolo is muter b'yeshloi. If the guy has it, you're allowed to. So it sounds very easy. Zog de Ramo, I'm mistaken, the Machlei Kisim, but this is the Psak. Psike bo izolo, you're allowed to when it's not two prices. But if the guy tells you clearly, I have it, the couch, you have it in the warehouse for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you're right. You don't have to pay now. You can pay with a credit now for another month till it comes to your house. But if you give me cash, you'll get it cheaper. It's the Isu Ribis, Psak in the Ramo. Psak in the Ramo. Psike Boizola Beyeshloi. If it's two prices and you're getting it for the cheap price, it's also, we have to remember, it's also. A lot of people are nichshel of it. Now, again, for knowing la halacha, a lot of times you go into a store and you want to pay with a credit card. The guy says, how much it costs? The guy says, $100. You tell him, no way. He says, if you want an other credit card, 80. So a lot of times it's smoother if the guy is not planning to give Tevas Hanoah to the country, yeah? So he's not giving you because you're giving him cheap. It's not for a discount for early. He just, there's no partners. So, or there's no partners, or the credit card charges him. He doesn't like the headache of the credit card. Doesn't want it for the books. All of these reasons. This is not ribis. But if the pshat is, he says, the price, if you pay now, it's what? If you pay ahead, it's more. If you're getting a discount for paying ahead. Again, if he's supplying it on the spot, there's no problem. I want to make it clear. If he's supplying it to you right away, a minute or 2 minutes, and he's giving you a cheap deal because you're going to the store here, you want to buy a pizza, how much it costs that? 2 shekels without a credit card. There's no shalif for this. You're buying pizza. He's allowed to give it for free. We're speaking when you're going to get the item in an X amount of time that legally, svaradik, you would really have to pay when you get the item. The guy is offering you a cheaper deal because you're going to give him the money earlier. So you're really, Be'etzim, you know what you're doing? You're borrowing him the money. You're lending him the money for a month. And for the interest, he's giving you the interest. Bad time, you have to pay 100. He said, listen, I borrow you $80, interest 20, you have 100. In a month, you'll have 100. This is the way Chazal look at it. But maybe Chazal call it ribis. But maybe it's also. But maybe it's also. The Rabbanon, it's also.
Why is the credit card on me at all? So it gets into this.
What?
You can get money from the credit card company right away.
So I said, I'm saying, I'm not. If you're right, but sometimes you could get a credit for credit, you could get it for different times. What he could get, I know what he could get. You want, if he goes to the credit card, gets it right away, Lama Zagan, he pays them much more money. when you pay in credit, Lamazagan, for another year. So the way it works, it's different companies' credit, yeah? The credit company to tell the guy, if you want it the way the guy wants to pay it, you don't have to pay interest. If you're a business, you want it today. A lot of companies go like that on the credit. The guy at the store, they tell him, listen, if you want it in the day that the guy wants it to go off his account, you get a full price. We have a credit card. We know to buy that person, and we know to buy you. If you want your money right away. So again, he wants the money not because credit card. When he has to give you a credit, he's not planning to pay the credit card money. Because of the fee that they take anyways, yeah? They take 2%, 3%. But he's planning to get it in a half a year. He's not planning to pay double. But the way it goes in credit cards, first for the service that you're sure that your money gets, they take 2 or 3%. That is another thing. Different credit cards. They don't give you the money right away. When they take it off your bank, they give it to him. If the store wants it right away, they pay him another percent. There's different ways. Now, normally the guy has a price. Doesn't make a difference if it's credit or not. He's a chosh of a store. He has to let himself to have credit. You pay cash, you pay credit, you pay check, you pay the same thing. But what if no? The guy says, this is the price. It says $500. But if you pay me ahead, I will give you cheaper. So again, the halacha is, if we make a sikum of the halacha, that is called psike behoizola. Every time we have three things to measure. Im enloi in the store, you're not allowed to do a psike behoizola even without two prices. Dino, if it's a fixed price in the street, how much it costs? Everyone knows how much it costs. You go into the store, the guy tells you, if you pay me now, how much it costs? The guy says, if you pay now cash, you get it cheap. Im en lo, you're not allowed to. Im yesh lo, you're allowed to. But if he speaks out clearly two prices, zog beramo, you're not allowed to. This is psike b'izola. What is the most negiah to us in our days is the third case of ribis. It's called psike b'talshe. The word talshe is a bump. The Gemara says, ad mastroshim means it's a field full with stones. Gemara says it's hard to be choyrish ad mastroshim. So what is tarshe? In Masechta B'metzia and Ezu Neshech, it's called tarshe de Rav Nachman. Tarshe is be'etzem what goes on in our world today. Our business today in the world is really based on tarshe. This is the reason I want to make it a little bit clear, the sugya of tarshe. Tarshe means, the Gemara says like this. It's a bum. You go into a store, you want to buy a car. It says in the bus, $95,000 a car. It says in the bottom, 100 payments of $1,200. Right? This is the way it works. Last sign that I saw. Means 100 times $1,200. It's $120,000. So this is the price. $95,000 if you buy the car now. You get the car right away. If you want payments, they charge more. This, in the whole world, this is business, really. I'm not saying in the credit of a store that, you know, gives you 3 payments, then they don't really add. But in the big things, you go to buy furniture, dining rooms, apartments, everything when you go to buy today in the world is a price. And it's a price for payments. The halacha is, it's asur. Tarshe, that is two prices, is asur. If there's no two prices, we'll get in a second to that. There is different atayim in the Gemara. But if it's two prices, a price for now and a price for later. Which right before the fine, the discount? That doesn't happen so much. And the discount that you get today, you get anyways. If you tell the guy, okay, I'm leaving a different store, he gives you the discount. Yeah, I'm saying the discount is not so much for earlier the money, because that's the system, the way the system goes. It's a week, it's 2 weeks, it's not really, you order something, you're paying ahead, what do you mean you're paying ahead too? It's not in our command, the way we work in the business, it's not really so much as a chetimtz. In the old days, you bought the fruit from the guy, he supplied it in 6 months, you only gave the money then, if you gave the money ahead. Of payments, this is the base business today. And it's a pellet to see it, you go into Jewish stores, and it has a sign, two prices.
Let's say it's from an outside bank who's allows the installment plan. Meaning, the bank gives the store the money directly, you pay the bank.
So if you're paying the bank, could be in a case that you buy money from the bank, really. If the store gets the money right away, $95,000, and they have a Hescom with the bank, but you have to know if the store gets 95, a lot of times the store, you know, also is a partner. He gets 100 for the bank. And why he will let the bank to do it? So sometimes he will let the bank because he wants more customers. And sometimes he also gets a little portion.
The price is 95. They're charging 120 because they're like,
this we call ribis.
So
right?
Which one's also? It's also pay 120?
No, 120, not 95.
What?
95 you're allowed to pay. That's the price.
Okay, fine.
I said again, the case that you're getting cheaper doesn't really exist. Because the 95 you're getting, because the car is coming in 3 weeks, yeah? But answer me, you could give the money in 3 weeks, you don't have to give it today. You give the money when you get the car. Sometimes they're nervous, you give the car, but so you give a credit for 3 weeks, yeah? I said, we spoke about Ribis Boizola. The normal case, with everything today in the market, everything over $1,000 or $2,000 today, and the store, the way it goes with payments, and you pay more. This is the way it works. You pay more. Not you paying the interest to the credit card company. You have to let you to do credit. Sometimes you pay in the store 95, and you swipe the credit card on the credit. And the credit card charges you. Dearest Mamash, like you're saying, the store is going to get 95, but because it's credit, the credit company will not take it out of my bank at one time, they will take it off in payments, so they're charging me. That is not ribis with the store. That's a ribis with the credit card. If they're going to be allowed, if they didn't, you have to know if they have a risk. But the main payment is called Tarshe de Rav Nachman, that is also. Not only if it's two and the store, if it's famous market price and you give a later price, it's also also. Then giving two prices is also, or even if it's famous two prices, it's also also. And what is the eitzah if a person is a seller? It's different eitzahs, not to put up a sign. It's not legal today. It's kemat. All the aces that the place can bring down are very hard. Today you have to have in the store prices. You can't. In the old days, the halachas don't have a price. Again, if it's not famous, but to have two prices in the store is an isur gomo. It's an isur gomo. It's no heter. It's no heter. I'll tell you, the more problem is that kemat. All of the suppliers and every nursing room, all of them, this is the way they work. And all the big business, and today everything, Baruch Hashem, is good. Everything is good.
You're getting it in the beginning or you're getting it at the end?
You get it in the beginning. You buy a car.
I thought if you get it in the beginning, it's better.
I said, if you're getting beginning, it's better if you're paying cheaper now. So I'm saying, it's every time. I said, what I want in a person will come out of this year is three things every time that you measure. I'm psiche b'shavyoi, I'm psiche b'hizole, I'm psiche b'tarshe. Psiche b'shavyoi means I'm paying for a price and I'm going to get the car in a year. Even if the car will become more expensive, they will not raise the price for me. Yesh lo yotzasha. Then is is a fixed price. I'm getting a discount because I'm paying ahead and I'm not getting the chayfetz. And I said, if I have the chayfetz already, it's okay. The ribis that is motzui in our days, that in the Gemara and Izum Neshechet came in the end, because Vayistos in that days, people didn't trust so much, because people could run away, no one wanted to give a chayfetz before they get the money, was the opposite. The guy had to give the money to get the chayfetz before. And our days, everything is based on payments. Payments is a ribis, with the Rabbanon. It's not a ribis deraisa, because it's derech mekach. But it's a ribis derabbanon, and a ribis gemura derabbanon. And now, if it's two prices, it's Shulchan Aruch that it's awesome. If it's not two prices, if it's a famous price, and he tells you, but I'll take the famous price. Ah, you want the payments. This is the price. It's also awesome.
What if the famous way is payments?
What?
What if the famous way is payments? Where do people pay for the car and payments?
So again, then, if there's no fixed price, and he doesn't say two prices in the store, it's okay. But if it's a, the truth is that in every car today is a cut, is a nail, the other side is a word for it. It drops every month, every 2 months. As a cost price, every car is worth. The insurance company is a tag. You know, Mercedes 2012 was cost like this. 2013 cost. No, you're right, the marshal. A lot of persons say, Legabe, what are you saying? The car is a little bit used. The price already is jumpy. Then you're allowed to, again, if the guy, when you go to the second-hand store of the cars, yeah, most of the cars, you buy a second-hand cab, if you want to buy a good car, a little bit cheaper, you go to a car that was used a couple months. So there, even though it's prices, there are also prices, but there it's, the market is very wild, really. So if on the board he puts down two prices, it's awesome. But if he only puts a price for payment, he's allowed to. Even that you could assume what is the price not for payment, you know, it's a price, 2012, used for 6 months, but it's not a clear price how much this item is worth. So then the eitzah is really to have in the store the whole time a list of payments. Why people don't do it? Without that, they like to sell that the car is cheap, yeah? You want the payments. First, the guy led him to see that it's only 95, yeah? There's a small little letter, there's 100 times 1,000. But the answer is for a person, or to go to a Rav with a heteriske. But again, you have to know, heteriske, you know, with who you're writing, who is what. And this is not like, you know, like you say, Kol Chamir Adikat Roshusi, Levot Rav Kef Adar, and I'm allowed to do Yichis Ribis. I'm telling you, in the Metzias, Ev Ribis today, every Balabas that is Oisek and Elim HaMischa, that learns a little bit the Sugi of Ribis, cannot say that he was not Nichshel Kavua in Ribis. Because most people that sell cars don't have a Heter Iske. Sells machines doesn't have a Heter Iske. I don't know if Adariska will help, but he doesn't have. And he has two prices. This is Ribis Gmura.
Let's say there are two prices. The one price really means nothing. The official price is $95,000. If you go in there, you can handle it and get it for $80,000. It really doesn't mean $95,000.
So it's even worse. So the highest is 9. No, so this is it. If the highest is 95 and it's below, and again the payment is more, it's again the same problem. If it's in between 80 and 95, and Lama Zagan, he says 95 in payments. So even that you're right that you can handle it for 80, but from 80 to 95, it's not fixed. But when it's a fixed price, right, this is the most expensive, and the payments come more from that, so if it's a fixed, clear price, then it's also that payments, exactly what we're saying, second-hand car. So I said it's no fixed price. But if the payments are for sure more from capital price, The thing never costs more for the number. The number is like the max, and it goes down. I don't know. I'm saying that's what I heard. Yeah, but I'm saying starting price means the higher, the lower.
No, they start with 95, and if you want more options, you have to pay more money.
More options. I'm not speaking of more options. We're not speaking of more options. I'm saying the metzias is not emotional. In houses, it's much easier when you buy a house. Because could be ein enor lekarkoes and schirz lekarkoes. You have to know how it goes in the house. So the marshal, I especially spoke about cars and items and houses. I'm not saying that it's mutter, but in a house you'll have to ask a shaila. Legabi buying a house, because it's also very telling how the buying of the house works. A lot of times the law is the house is not yours completely till you pay all the payments. It's different. Most good lawyers don't let the house really passes on your name till the last payment is paid. So, as I'm saying, every time you have to, what you have to come out is when there's two payments in front of you, you're handling ribis. You have to know that. And it doesn't help that the whole market, lelo yoytzem in a cloud, is two payments. It's a shrek lechazach. Now, we'll go one more thing. So because of that, for example, I'm saying the kula shiboy. So people came and say, so you can buy tickets, you can buy coupons, all these things, because be'etzem is the same idea. There it's Arizona, really. Right? You buy a coupon for... You pay ahead 950 shekel. You get a coupon here. They sell it outside the shiva here every lunchtime. If you go on the merkazi, you see the galayim being galayim. Everyone is standing there. So there's two things: there's a little bit of cleaning money there. Yeah, you give checks and you get cash. And there's another thing there that you buy coupons for Yesh and Super and Begadol, Bezol, Mayan Alpaim, all these stores. You give a 950 shekel, you get a coupon for 1,000. You have to pay cash now. The Salon and Gilead don't want to use it. Why? They say it's ribis. You pay ahead, and you get a coupon that you could use later. What is the taking that why everyone is using it? Because they claim the store that they don't do it beikir for having the money ahead. They do it, they want you to buy by them and not to buy by the other store. They're asking to invest so much money, you'll buy by them and not to buy by a different store. So they say, we'll give you a 50 tab. So how they do it? So if they put up a sign, we have a discount of $50 on diapers, yeah? So now the guy puts, I have a discount of $50 on shoes, yeah? And the story never finishes. Here, they tie you in. You can choose what you want. You have a discount for what you want, but we know for sure you're by us. A. B, they say, normally the guy doesn't have exactly what to buy for 950. So what happens? He buys for 940 and then he takes something that he doesn't need just to fill it up for the price. So ready the game. Then they say it's 2% that lose it. 2% of all the people that buy the coupons lose it. You know how much money it is for them? They make money. Now, some owners of the store say, and we're also very happy to have the money in advance. Yeah, we're also very happy about that. Some of the rabbanim say, oh, so if this is what the owner said, you're not allowed to use it. Some rabbanim say, you're allowed to. Because b'chippis derech mekach has to be, we said, midai raisa et smuta. It's also in the rabbanim, because it's nirek ribis. If there's a lot of different reasons for it, could be it's really not nirek ribis. Like we said, all these things, tarshe. If it's not too clear prices, you're allowed to. What mean you're allowed to? But we know that he's giving you credit to the car. No, it's only a price of credit, yeah? But why the price of credit is there? Because it's credit, yeah? But it doesn't look like two prices. So Chazal didn't answer it. So mainly, this is what they claim. So all of these tickets that you buy, you pay ahead for the month. You can go in the city, for example, right? So again, could be going to Moshe on the train. You buy a ticket, the whole month you could go free on the train. Like my daughter, she's a kind of student car, the way they did. You pay 1,800 shekel. I think for 3 years you could go free on the trains and everything, yeah? The school did it like something government thing for students and schools. So be'etzem, that's it's ribis, right? The government says, pay me 1,800 shekels. Now, cash, no credit, yeah? Has to be one payment, 1,800 shekels, you have to pay it right away. And they give you for 3 years. So for sure, a part of the cheshbon is that they have the money ahead. But the main part is, they want the students going up and down the trains. They don't want them the whole time to fight. Well, yes, ticket, not a ticket. It's yes, done. It's not done. For making the lines shorter, it's easier. That it's more people that already paid. This is the main reason. The train goes quicker when all of the students in Yerushalayim will be going up and down without starting to punch their tickets. This is the main reason. Now, there's no more reason so much that they're planning to get them to come. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But this student, you can't say they want him to come. You can't say they want him to lose the ticket. Yeah. So the Etzem, some of them say, so the only reason is paying ahead. But they sat with the companies and they said, no, the idea behind it is not to try to get the students' tickets ahead. They want the students to go to school. They want the students to use the train, not to try to save money. They want them to be educated. But all the guys are cheshbonos. So, but this is the emes of cheshbonos. Avada is a cheshbon here. So again, most rabbani know that these things are allowed to in our days because of these cheshbonos. I'm saying, was Yidden that didn't use it? Were Yidden that didn't use it? While emotional, in this case, it's easier. Because my daughter, we don't have a list of how much time she's going to go during these 3 years. And the punch ticket was very clear. 20 punches. Here is, like you're saying, is a credit price. And how much could be in the end she won't even use it less. Could be in the end she's paying double for what she will pay. Could be she will never go. Could be she will decide to go down to the country. She will go to study in America and then. So she will never use it. So it's not even two prices here. So this makes it much clearer. It's not two prices. You're right. You could say, no, it's a price 50,000 times going in the train or 1,000. But this is not the two prices. So then, this again, a lot of rabbanim hold that b'chai gavne it's mutter. I'm saying, the klal alamol has to be to remember these three tzedakim. To remember these three tzedakim. Psike b'shovyoi, Psike boizolo and psike betarsha. Saying, Al regel achas, this is the yesod of Ribis Derech Mekach. Marshal, today, I was sitting with a part of Melech HaChomim, a Yid came in with a chumra. He's wrong, but came with a chumra. What was his chumra? He said that some, Nur Abban in Taina, sometimes a person has here a check. And the check is a check for over 10,000 shekel. The way it goes, if you go to the bank and you want to take out a check of 10,000 shekel, you have to pay a fee. Till 10,000 shekel, you just pay a couple cents for depositing the check. If it's a bigger amount of money, the bank helps himself, takes a percent or something like that. So you're giving them a check, and they give you cash. Right? They give you cash. Now, the cash that they give you, the cash, be'etzem, they're giving you more money. From you're gaining money, right? You're getting 10,000 shekel cash. You gave them 10,000 and a check. You gave him a check of 10,000 shekel. He gives you 10,000 shekel back. You want to change a check. You have a check of $10,000. 10,000 shekel, and he's giving you cash, can I get the 10,000 shekel? So you're gaining.
You're gaining the same thing?
It's worth the same amount of money, but if you would go to the bank to take it out, you would not gain all this money. So really, what is that? What?
Why is he doing it for you?
What? So why that guy is doing it? So that guy is giving a check for a week, for a month, and is getting. So in a normal case, he's losing. So normally, there's a reason for both people to do it, right? So but I'm lending you $10,000, and you're giving me, why? The guy that's giving you 10,000 shekel, if he will take the 10,000 shekel and put it in his bank, he will lose money also. Because the bank will charge him. When you put in a big amount of cash. You can't, Israeli bank, you can't put much more than 10,000 shekel cash. They charge you. If you put check, it goes in. So he's masking So again, so these are already a little questions. It's considered gaining, it's not considered gaining. The moshe, you go to the money changer. So he changes your check, he takes a percent. Lama Zagan is okay. You give him a check for 3 weeks. He looks at you and looks. Says, you know what? Okay, 2%. This is Be'etzem. I'm not saying Rabshim Zaman is a kule. Be'etzem it's ribis. He has a fixed price he takes down here, 0.5% for a check. For high checks, for good customers. Shvachi customers, he takes 1%. 1.25%. If you give him a check deposit for another 3 weeks, he doesn't want his money to lay now. He can't do nothing with his check. So he's changing it for you for 2%. This is ribis. This Rav Shmuel Zalman holds me ikar din as ribis. So if is no, so I had a story with once a person here in Germany. This person that changes here. It was a huge amount of check that had to be switched, but it was for 3 weeks. So Rav Shmuel Zalman told him, when the guy comes over, we'll give him a price. For such a big check, you kavua check, anyway, it's not the right price. Yeah, he's not charging him not a percent and not a half percent. You know, everyone is doing here a couple little amounts of percent. Just if the check will be for that day, he will do it, for example, for 0.5%. Now he will do it for 0.75%. There's no fixed price. The first price by him is a percent. So Rav Shmuel Zalman told me to tell him like this. If the guy came in, he told him, listen, if you're writing a check for today, it's a half. If you're running it for 3 weeks, it's 3/4. You made it ribis. But if you tell him, I'm selling you this check for 0.75%, so I'm not charging for delaying it. Yeah, so we're looking at it like derech mekach, you're buying the check. And I'm paying. This is the payments. I'm doing this for this payments. I'm not giving you two prices. So I'm saying, it's hard to answer on every case. But if every time you remember, you have to check these three things, psike b'shavyak, b'azole, v'tarsha, if it's smooth, you go ahead. If not, you have to ask. Some things are more chamu, some things are less chamu. But this is the ikar yesod of ribis. And again, like I said, Chazal say, someone asked me a couple days ago, about a bus, Sugis of ribis. Why Chazal asked ribis derech mekach? If only ribis would be also, most of us would keep ribis. Now that ribis derech mekach is also, kimat everyone is nichshel. The Gemara says, Rubam be'avak ribis. Kulam be'avak lashonor. Miyutam be'gezel, Rubam be'avak ribis, ve'kulam be'avak lashonor. Chubam ba'avak ribis. Chazal, it's called as Beirim, but Chazal say that the Teira, you know, as Alamol, we know that Arayas is the most terrible thing. We're learning Yevamos. But we know the most Kodesh Tikka thing in Klal Yisrael is a house. Marriage. Shechina B'neim. Eish. This is the Teira, yeah? Marriage is Kodesh Kedoshi. Arayas is Treif, Chazal. זה לאום הזה. בסמיגדש יש קדש קדושים, הזר הקורב, יומוס. It's the most ailing. Normally a guy walks in the street, nothing happens to him. בסמיגדש יגור, you killed. Ailing? אם כסף טל ועסעמי, is a mitzvah to borrow money to different people. It's a very hard mitzvah. Not to keep the money in the bank in Switzerland. To put it in a gmach. אם כסף טל ועסעמי, is a mitzvah. There's enough Yiddish geld that if we'll be borrowed, not given, all of these people that don't have money and going around will be taken care of. There's enough money. Just to roll it around, not to give it. Im kesef tal v'esami. Ribis, it's a very shvera mitzvah. It's the opposite of it. Chazal wanted to be mashrish. How much your money has to be given to the other person Berotzoin, without charging. So you're right, we have the gather of the Torah as a mitzvah salvor and isur ribis. But Chazal asur ribis derech mekach to move us so much away from trying to say, it's my money, I'm allowed to make a deal on the money, I'm allowed to make money for them. So Chazal made such gdorim to ask the ribis darach mekach. Shbaruch will have, we need not to be mixed in ribis darach mekach.